Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
TerrySavage.com joins us on Wednesday. She talks about your money and all of our monies. Are you and I going to be arguing today?
Do you want to?
No, I do not.
Well, let me make a kind of an opening statement here, okay? This is a very political time. I see my role, especially when I come on your show, John, as to talk about the realities and the possible realities and how they impact your personal finances, you being all of you who I feel like I know personally because you post questions and you ask questions. And it doesn't really matter. Let me say two things. It doesn't matter whether you're pro or con what's going on in Washington and the administration and so forth. You're going to have to deal with this anyway. And I don't know what your situation is, but I'd like to remind you of a few things that are the likely economic possibilities and their impact on your personal finances. Later, if you want to get into a debate about what we should be doing, what's happening, but let's just deal with what's really going on now. I sent you a link. It'll be in the newspapers this weekend, but I posted a column yesterday afternoon called Recession? I think that it is really important for all of us to consider a few facts about recessions. Number one, forgetting everything that's going on, we are long overdue. Typically, between a boom and end of a boom and a recession is 4 to 5 years. The longest period of straight economic growth we had was in the 1990s. It ended with the dot-com bust in 2001 and then was 9/11. If you don't count the two-month but steep drop in economic activity during the pandemic in February and March of 2021, if you don't count that, the last recession we had, and I'm going to define it economically, but I'm also going to say what that means to you, was in 2007, 2009, that mortgage crisis collapsed where people walked away from their homes because they were worthless and they were foreclosed and so forth. That's like 16 years ago. If you think about this.
Wow, that was 16 years ago?
16 years ago. Gee. So if you graduated college, say you were 22, you're like almost 40, maybe you're 40. You never lived through a recession that looks like, oh my God, I could lose my job. Oh my goodness, I've lost my job. My spouse lost a job. How are we going to pay the mortgage? How are we going to pay the bills? I have chills, honestly, just sitting here saying that. We have a generation that has not seen the emotional and financial panic that comes with a recession. Now, somebody's yelling, well, why do you think there's going to be a recession? Well, I'll give you a couple of things. Recessions feature unemployment. This morning we saw the ADP numbers, new jobs created, less than half of what was expected. This has nothing to do with government layoffs. We have a generation also that thought employment by government, whatever you may think about this, people who never thought about being unemployed are now being laid off forget how it's done. These are people who lose their jobs. And it's not just in Virginia and Washington, D.C. This is in the Park Service in the Western states, and it's going to be all over the country. People who were not expecting to lose their jobs, didn't plan on it, thought they had government jobs for life and then retired. So it's going to be a shock. And those people tell their friends about how horrible things are. We've already had reports of consumer confidence declining. Okay, so this, and if you're listening to the stock market reports, all the retailers reporting slowdowns, everything from Foot Locker to Target, et cetera, warning that there's a consumer mentality of slowing down because uncertainty will make you do what I'm about to advise you to do, which is get your financial house in order. So the odds of a recession, even if these tariffs don't come through, now do we have a minute just to hit this one other word, tariffs?
Take 60 seconds.
Okay. This is the other half of this coin. Yeah, maybe they'll go through, maybe they won't. It's not just the tariffs, whether they go through or not. They've already disrupted all kinds of business plans. It's the retaliation. Canada said it's not taking off its retaliation until all tariffs are off. They not only want to tariff U.S. exports, which really hurts the farmers. But they also want to do a ban on exporting stuff we need, like phosphates for fertilizer, oil, which comes, we talked before, that the kind of Canadian oil is what we need for our refineries to make gasoline, even though we export oil. So what we're doing is disrupting something that has gone on. I reported on Lloyd Benson in 1998, the first of NAFTA. The goal was to create a whole Western hemisphere of trade where consumers would benefit because, yeah, Mexican workers would get jobs, but we would get low-cost auto parts that would keep the price of cars down, et cetera. We've been doing that. We reiterated it 4 years ago. And the fact is that all these big corporations have made their plans based on it. Will they get reorganized? Yep. Will there be a period of tremendous upset? Yep. And maybe we will come out on the other side with American corporations saying, okay, well, from now on, we'll have our factories in the U.S.
When is that going to happen?
But the point is we have a really steep gully to get through of economic slowdown. Yeah. So when we come back, let's talk about your money and how you should approach this. And I don't care if I'm right or wrong about this. It looks to me like, let me to make this final point, we're overdue for a recession. Uncertainty,
you're saying recession, not correction.
I'm saying a recession. We're not talking about the stock market yet.
Keep going.
I'm talking about uncertainty. I'm talking about businesses cutting back their plans. Yeah. I'm talking about consumers, even if they agree with some of these policies, being scared and saying, honey, we're not going to remodel the bathroom. You know, the interesting thing, a recession will bring down, and the news of it has started to bring down interest rates. Mortgage rates are now 6.75%.
Well, the president championed that last night as though that was a good idea. But the reason interest rates have gone down is not a good thing. I understand that.
And in an economic slowdown, there's not that great demand. But the fact is, if mortgage rates come down to 6.5%, are you going to say, let's go buy that house? Or are you going to say, how secure is your job?
I wonder the people then who voted for Trump or who have endorsed this administration and the blunt instrument with which we are changing government as we know it. I wonder if all of those people that championed and champion this are in agreement with the president last night that, okay, this is the bitter pill we got to take. It's going to be painful, but this is the price I signed up for when I voted for this. You can't be surprised that you're getting tariffs, and you heard that this is what would happen. And so you knew this was coming. So is this the deal that you signed up for? Because it is the deal that you're getting. I wonder how many people feel that way. Terry Savage, the money lady, is here, the author of Social Security Horror Stories, the syndicated financial columnist. She joins us on the Wintrust Business Lunch Wednesdays. So here we are with Terry. Now, Terry, I got lots of questions about lots of things. So what else do you want to say before I go to some of these?
To wind up the point about the fact that it is more likely than not that we'll have an economic slowdown, if nothing because of this uncertainty, consumer attitudes wavering already, business plans wavering because they just don't know. This is the time, if you're listening and you're working, keep contributing to your 401k because economic slowdowns typically accompany bear markets. There's no one-to-one, no it starts now and it ends now kind of a thing. But if you are out there and you or your son or daughter is in debt, there are still jobs. I mean, the market's still near its all-time highs. This is the moment to get your financial house in order. I can't stress that enough. Every once in a while at a turning point, I sit here a few years back, I said, the big deal for this year is to refinance your mortgage at under 4%. I remember saying that. Yeah. You'll never see this again in your lifetime. And I feel strongly that America will survive. We always do. That's not the point. The point is, how will your emotions survive if it's a deeper recession, a deeper market decline? You don't want to be panicked. Now's the time to get your house in order.
It's frustrating because it feels like a self-inflicted wound, this recession you're talking about. But I also just wondered the point I was making earlier, if that's what we need to get our house in order. We're $32 trillion in debt. We have to do
36
something.
36 is 36, the latest number.
Pardon me.
How do you like that?
I just missed $4 trillion.
In a blink of an eye, it just happened last year.
Hey, Terry Savage, I got my benefits from Social Security today. God bless America. Got my back benefits, said this listener. And somebody else just texted in and said that they got their WEP money. Hey, Terry, I woke up to a direct deposit of my back pay for WEP, awaiting paperwork from SSA to see the calculations, but it's ballpark of what I had anticipated.
And I just got an email just before we came on the air from Ron, a retired firefighter who said, I just received a deposit of almost $7,000 from them in my bank account today, and a new increased benefit verification letter is there on the Social Security website. So here's the thing.
They said, tell Elon. Keep going.
Yeah, yes, right. Right after we got off the air last week, either I hadn't looked or someone pointed out to me, it just posted, Social Security said they were going to make that happen in the end of February and the month of March. So be patient for 3 or 4 more weeks. You should, if you were already receiving benefits, you should get the makeup check. That's because this law went back to the start of 2024. So if you were reduced and getting benefits in 2024 and in January and February of 2025, you'll get an immediate makeup check. And then you'll get notification that your monthly deposit no longer has that WEP offset. Again, a reminder, if you never applied for Social Security, even though you qualified for it on a spouse's benefit because you thought you wouldn't get it because you had a public pension, please go right ahead and apply while there's still someone there to take your application.
If, though, you have signed up for Social Security, you don't need to do anything else except wait.
You don't need to do anything else except wait. April Fool's Day. Let's see if we can, we'll be back that week. What is it?
April Fool's Day?
It's on a Monday. But that Wednesday, April 3rd, let's just see if we can get an outpouring from people saying, I got mine. That would be great. That would be proof that Social Security is working. You know, there's a lot of concern. Can I just address this right now while we're on the subject of Social Security? And I get it. There's a lot of concern that messing around with either the people or the computer systems could be devastating to Social Security. But don't take my word for it. Remember when we had Martin O'Malley, the commissioner of Social Security? Mm-hmm. He was a short-term commissioner, like I think about 9 months. But he was the one that said, no, we're not going to claw back and take your whole check. We'll limit it to 10%. I became immediate.
That's for the people that got excess payments.
For those excess payment clawbacks. We had him on our radio show, and I said, I'm your number one president of your fan club, because he was smart. He's also, I think, a very senior Democrat.
He's not in that office
anymore. No, he resigned, of course, as the transition came. And they have not confirmed, I'm told, that the former chairman of Fiserv, which is a financial data services company, is supposed to be the next chairman. So there's a couple of issues here. The first one is the technology. There's 3 issues. I'm going to name them, and then I'll talk about them. Technology.
You'll talk about them after the news.
People. Okay. Technology at Social Security, and if they mess around with it, the people at Social Security, and the dead people who are not getting checks or are.
Are there a lot of dead people not getting checks?
The president says there are 20 million dead people, but
can I ask you this? I believe that when he was ticking off, it was kind of silly, but it was played for laughs, and I thought, this isn't funny, this is horrible, but they're playing for laughs, the number of people that are 100, 100, 200, 300 years old on Social Security. And I thought, that's probably a computer glitch that they don't understand, but they're not getting money, all these people.
Okay, one of our wonderful listeners, who's a technology expert, called me on it last time I mentioned it was a COBOL programming, and he said, no, that's not it. It's the date of death, the default, da-da-da-da. I'm trying to find your email. If you're out there listening today, please call in and tell our producer, Pete, that you're the one that can explain the computer glitch that, because they didn't have death dates, they gave everybody a 100-year lifetime, and they did that for people back in the 70s and 80s, therefore 100 years, like they're...
I do believe dead people, and the New York Times reported on this.
Do you see dead people, John?
There are many people who have passed, and checks are still going out to them, and their families capturing that, and that's fraud, and that does happen.
It does happen, but you'd be shocked at how many times people wrote to me and said, my mother died, and then they came and took back her last month's check because they pay a month in arrears.
I think the point was, last night, it didn't happen in the numbers that they were talking about. Terry Savage, the money lady at terrysavage.com. Terry, lots of questions for
you. Let's do it.
If I'm getting my deceased husband's Social Security, and he was a teacher for Chicago City Colleges, am I entitled to that WEP that you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, if your benefit, or his benefit initially, was reduced by the WEP, so it should be recalculated now. And you should hear from Social Security in the form of a catch-up check from the 2024, early 25. Payments and a higher monthly benefit. If you don't, I'd say wait till June and then contact them.
My IRA is currently split between the S&P index and a bond fund. I'm 59. Should I shift to something else?
it all depends on how much pain you're going to suffer through, how significant, when you're going to retire, when you're going to, I mean, you don't have to withdraw from this until you're 73. And at your age, it'll be 75, maybe 76 by the time you're required to withdraw. So you'll have a good long time. And I believe over the long run, you know, the market, over the long, long run, the market will go higher. So the question is, for everybody out
there.
That's
a conservative portfolio to begin with.
It's a reasonably conservative portfolio. First of all, you're making money on your bonds. You know, when interest rates go up, bond prices go down. But when interest rates come down, and in the global bond market, rates on U.S. Long-term treasuries, 10 years, have now dropped from close to 5% to about 4.2%. So there's a rush to safety. So that means you're making profits in your bond fund, and the stock market's held up reasonably well so far. So here, this is advice to everybody. You know, each person's situation is different. If you're already retired and this is it, and oh my gosh, we figure we have enough money now. If we could take X thousand dollars out and earn a little bit every year, we would just make it through the end of our lifetime. You don't want to see a 25% drop in the value of your account, which bear markets typically do. And you will probably panic when it starts getting really down to those levels. You will sell and lock in those losses forever. So better to do it now. Now, I have no idea. I believe I'd like to live long enough, and I believe sometime in my lifetime, and it may be Dr. Bob's forecast could still come through of Dow 50,000 this year. So the question is, do you mind missing some of the upside? And I just believe that's a distinct possibility that we will... I'd like to live to see Dow 50,000. But in the meantime, if you had a 20, 25% dip, would you be so panicked that you would sell out and then you'd never get to see the benefits of Dow 50,000? Better to have some on the sideline, lose some profits if it goes up, but not have a panic attack or a heart attack.
Just seems to me like people in the markets for the last 10 years have seen such a gain that you can, don't be greedy, take your profits, put them in.
Pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered.
Hey, Terry, half of my retirement is in chicken money. Half of it is in mutual funds. Is that a position I can stay in if there's a recession? I'm 72 and have only Social Security for income.
So you tell me if that's a position you're going to ride out. It depends. If you have, you know, a $10 million portfolio and $5 million in stocks, you're not going to have a... The point is... It depends on how close you are living to the edge and how significant
this
money is.
Well, this person's living on Social Security.
You're living on Social Security. You're counting on your withdrawals. I wish I had a crystal ball. I would tell you the day before the market peaked. I believe it that we will see it go higher. I believe that. But I also know, here's what I've learned in all these years in being in the market, and I'm only human too, that you have to set yourself up for not being panicked. And when you know you can live through 2 or 3 or 4 years, bear markets, latest statistics, you know, some last 3, 4 years, if you can live with that and not be panicked and sell, then you'll be fine.
Well, this is a person who's 72. Evidently, they are living on their income, albeit Social Security. They've got money in chicken money, that is cash on the side, and half in mutual funds. But if you're 72, I would plan on needing that money for 20 more years. The question is, should I keep this position if there's a recession?
Did she say that, or he, that this was in an IRA?
Does not.
Okay, so if it's in an IRA, you know for sure you're going to have to take a withdrawal next year when you're 73. I would like to see everybody who has to take RMDs from your IRA to have 3 years of RMDs in cash, inside your IRA. No. That, to me, would let you go, well, it was in cash anyway, so I have to take
$9,000
or $29,000 or $109,000 out. I don't have to sell now. That alone, inside your IRA, I'm talking about, 3 years of what you calculate for this year's RMD, if you have that. Now, by the way, if the market goes down, your RMD will go down, but that's neither here nor there. If you had 3 years of liquid money in a money market fund inside your IRA, you will not be so tempted. You won't panic.
What about Terry, or rather Bruce on line one? You're on WGN. Bruce, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Terry, and thank you for taking my call. I truly believe you're the best at what you do. I'm a retired teacher, and this Fairness Act that just came in, I actually called Social Security. Of course, that took me about 8 hours to get through to them. But, they took some information. And then I went online the other day and, you know, got into my account. And I thought there would be something that, what do I do now? Have I done everything? Do they contact me or Bruce, I contact them?
Bruce, did you have 40 quarters of?
Yes. Yes,
oh, you did.
I did. I did some side jobs and stuff. So
good.
I got Medicare. There's no problem there.
Had you ever applied for Social Security before?
Well, I'm getting about $200.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you are already getting benefits. You sit and wait. Call us back April 3rd. It's a Wednesday. And I particularly will remember your name, Bruce. I want you to call back and tell me. I hope you'll tell me. Or you can post.
Some folks are already getting it.
It's just starting.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I heard something about they're going to start issuing checks in March. Is that true?
Yeah, we just talked at the top of the show. We've gotten a bunch of texts here. I've gotten some emails and texts at terrysavage.com. People are getting those checks. So
circle on your calendars April 3rd. That's the Wednesday after April Fool's Day. And Terry wants to hear from people on their WEP or what's the other three-letter?
GPO.
The GPO.
Government
if you're getting
offset.
Those pension offsets, we want to hear about it that day. But clearly some of you are already realizing that money is populating your accounts. 312-981-7200. Let's catch you up on more business news with Steve Grzanich.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A new report named Chicago as the top U.S. metro for corporate relocation and investment. The ranking was made by Site Selection magazine, and it's the 12th year in a row at the top for Chicago. The magazine says there were 140 pro-Chicago business decisions in 2024 that led to the creation of nearly 15,000 new local jobs. The report says Chicago is a global hub for business, innovation, and investment. Chicago-based Kraft Heinz is marketing a new alcoholic drink tied to a popular low-calorie beverage. Ad Age says Kraft has partnered with Barrel One Collective on Crystal Light Vodka Refreshers. Crystal Light is popular among the health conscious because of its sugar-free formulation. Consumers have already been using the powdered beverage to mix their own cocktails. The new refreshers will come in four packs made with vodka and sugar-free. Each has 77 calories. Right now, they're available in the Northeast only. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
Okay, now the business of food and Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you, and I've got some breaking egg news. Literally, no yolk. Well, that isn't true. There is yolk, but it's no joke.
Yep, absolutely.
Her name is Ashley Peterson. She is the
Senior Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs for the National Chicken Council.
And the council has a plan to add about 400 million eggs to the market each year. More about that after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, Ashley Peterson of the National Chicken Council, what's this plan you're hatching?
We filed a petition with the Food and Drug Administration asking that broiler eggs be allowed into the breaking market.
Broiler eggs are laid by hens whose sole purpose is to lay eggs that become baby chicks that grow into broilers, which become the chicken meat we eat. Well, those hens lay more eggs than are needed for the meat business, so the Chicken Council wants them to go into our food chain, not as eggs in the shell that we buy in the store, though.
They would go into making egg products, and those egg products are typically used in things like mayonnaise or ice cream or cake mix or something like that.
And how big of a difference would that make?
We estimate that we could have up to 400 million eggs available a year. And so will it be the silver bullet to fix egg prices? No, but I think any little bit can help.
Seems reasonable. So why haven't broiler eggs been in the market all along? Well, they were until an FDA ruling in 2009.
Our eggs were going into the breaking market with no issues whatsoever. But again, the Food and Drug Administration had something different in mind, and we weren't allowed to sell our eggs to the breakers any longer.
Changing topics, does the Chicken Council have any thoughts about the Trump administration plan to vaccinate chickens against the bird flu?
Yes, we do. We export almost $5 billion of poultry products from the U.S. every year. Our concern is that if a vaccine strategy is implemented, our trading partners could very likely cut off exports from the United States.
Ashley Peterson of the National Chicken Council. On the food calendar, it's National Cheese Doodle Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.
Terry Savage, the money lady, terrysavage.com, is in our studio.
Breaking news coming across the Trump grants automakers 1 month exemption from tariffs. No details yet, of course.
Nothing. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. I'm just giving you the headline. Market's now up 282 points. I don't know what that means.
Terry, I'm currently getting Social Security widow's benefits. My late husband was in the private sector. Do I qualify for these back benefits also?
Not unless your spouse's original benefit was reduced by the WEP.
And what's that 40 quarters business?
You have to have 40 quarters of earnings to qualify.
In the private sector or public sector?
In the private sector. Or some public sector employees actually do pay into Social Security. So 40 quarters of...
10 years you have to have been working in the private sector in order to get...
Exactly.
But what if you work nine? Aren't you due some money?
Sorry. That's like if you get divorced 9 years and 7 months, you don't get qualified for your ex-husband's or wife's Social Security benefit. Look, if you qualified for Social Security benefits on your late spouse and he or she had reduced benefits because he or she was a teacher, a firefighter, or whatever, now you should expect an automatic adjustment of your
Terry, benefit. My wife and I get $5,000 a month in Social Security benefits. If one of us dies, what should we expect?
Well, that depends on your circumstances. I'm going to send you to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. You will get the higher of your benefit or your spouse's benefit, but not both benefits.
I want to just read some of the messages that have come in. These aren't questions per se, but we hear what you're saying. Terry, as a family of accountants, we believe numbers don't lie. Unfortunately, people do. And a lot of what we heard last night was incorrect as far as figures. Can we agree on that? And I think that was prompted by the fact that the president said last night that there's millions and millions of people who are hundreds and hundreds of years old and are collecting Social Security benefits. And the various fact checks that are out there, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, etc., and even the president's own Social Security administrator, who he appointed, Dudek, said that the reported data are people in our records with a Social Security number who do not have a death date, but these individuals are not necessarily receiving benefits. So when the president last night said 4.7 million people are at least 100 years old, and he said many of them are still being paid money, Social Security itself says that about 89,000 people aged 99 or over were getting Social Security benefits, nowhere near the 4.7 million, it's 89,000. And some of those other people are just names and numbers in the system, but they're not getting money.
In the olden days, I'm not going to go into it. I wish I could find that email. I can't. The Census Bureau estimated there are about 86,000 people in the United States older than 100.
847. Hey, Terry, this is one of your best business lunches ever. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will the Social Security do direct payments on this payback?
Oh, yeah. Social Security payments. There are no more checks in the mail. It goes automatically into your bank account. So look for it.
What do you do if you never received a stimulus check or checks?
Over. Too late.
Really? Terry Savage, I just turned 67. Should I start withdrawing my Social Security? Thanks for your response. I'll take this one, Terry. Terry's going to say no. Let's go to Terry Savage.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people are concerned now about everything going on in Social Security. We were coming back before.
That's a good point.
You know, there is the messing around with the computer systems, which are ancient. There is the firing of people, which means that, you know, some of them, frankly, I dealt with, they should be fired. I wish I'd been the Social Security Commissioner. I would have gone around to all those offices that brutalized a lot of you people that went there. And I would have called, you would have all sent me their names and I would have fired them all right away anyway. But it's been kind of a wholesale thing. So there's that kind of concern. There's also the very legitimate concern that Social Security trust funds need shoring up. None of the things we've heard in the last 48 hours about the economy are encouraging about that. However, we, and I include myself among you, are a major force in the American economy. The president has said he doesn't even want to tax Social Security benefits. They only become taxable above a certain income level, so if you have other income. So their politicians on both sides of the aisle are very well aware of the importance of Social Security. I will tell you to wait till 70 because you'll get a higher base check on which future inflation adjustments.
So if you don't have to have that money to live on.
If you don't need it, you know, immediately.
And you're only asking because you're worried about what Terry just addressed. Terry said, don't do anything yet.
You know what? And we're going to run out of time. I want to make another point along that line.
30 seconds.
Okay, I've got some posts on my blog about how safe is FDIC. We hear they're messing around with that. and how safe are Treasury bills? Oh, my goodness, because they're giving access to the Doge people to the Treasury payment system. Look, we have a $36 trillion national debt, Treasury bills, notes, and bonds. The rest of the world buys them to fund our deficit, our national debt, and our ongoing budget deficits. The dollar is the center of all world trade. I just found out that even NHL players from Canada get paid in U.S. dollars, which is good because the Canadian dollar is sinking into the dust. The dollar and the sanctity of U.S. debt is the cornerstone of the entire world financial order. Do not worry about your T-bills. Do not worry about the FDIC insurance.
Yeah.
Keep your chicken money in those places, money market deposit accounts, money market accounts with that are government-only T-bills. Do not worry about your chicken money. If that goes, we got a lot more things to worry about. It's not going. So figure out right now how upset you'd be if the market declines, and make sure you have your chicken money in a safe place and don't worry about the safety of that. We can't do anything about that.
You can reach our guest at terrysavage.com. Listen for her next Wednesday. Thank you, Terry.